Terry, welcome back to the Prophecy Club, my brother.
Hi, Stan. Good to be here.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, what's interesting is this goes into Revelation. So for me, this is going into Revelation 6, and I know Revelation 6, 5 through 6. And what I find fascinating, if many of us recall, that's the black horse. And that's the black horse that I'll just kind of read it here. Is he comes in with a pair of scales in Revelation 6. And he says it's like a voice from among four living creatures, a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. And what's fascinating about all of that, it's regarding massive inflation. Now, what's happening here isn't, well, we are getting inflation, don't get me wrong. It's extreme inflation right now, but it's not just a normal inflation. Something really huge is taking place in the global currency system. And it started really in 2014 when Russia took over Crimea. And then we went in with the CIA and the other Western ops went in and put neo-Nazis in Ukraine. And then, of course, here we are today. They were preparing at that point with China to take down the dollar and to replace it. Now, many people say, okay, and I kind of thought so myself, that this could be, you know, 20 years down the road. This is just one of those long-term objectives. It's moving really, really fast, Stan. And so what's going on here that we're seeing inflation on, we haven't begun to see. It's just getting started. We're not even talking about the coordinated attack on the food supplies, what they're doing in Sri Lanka with the QR code now for people just to eat. I mean, this is serious stuff. What's going on is we weaponized the dollar. And we haven't really done this before. The dollar interest rate policy was always set to control our internal inflation. But all of the world's economies, for the most part, peg their currency to the US dollar. And as they peg it to the dollar, therefore, their value changes when the dollar changes. We are now exporting bad inflation to these other nations. Our dollar's rising value, which, by the way, is fake, so don't get too excited about that. But our dollar's rising value is wreaking havoc on China and a lot of these other nations. We think it's a good thing. The problem is it's a catch-22 for us. The Federal Reserve is forced to raise interest rates, but we know it's not going to sustain. Raising interest rates just a quarter point increases the interest on our debt, $75 billion a year. So the amount of interest, the interest rates they've raised already, we are currently just under $1 trillion annually in just interest payments alone on our debt. So this is very serious. So we can't afford to sustain these high interest rates right now, but we're doing it as a weaponized mechanism to put pressure on China and other nations. What are they doing about it? Now, we also sanctioned Russia. We all know this, according, you know, for the Ukraine war, we put sanctions on Russia. It's backfiring, and it's backfiring really bad. Russia is already in alliance with nations known as BRICS. Now, many of us have heard the word BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. These nations had an alliance that they were going to do trade, and it was like an alliance of trade, and they were kind of using their currencies, and they were going to have a lot of agreements. It's gone way beyond just trade now. The BRICS have now come out and declared, Russia did, they just came out and declared, they are going to use BRICS and they are going to form a reserve currency. Now listen to this. This is unbelievable stuff. The new replacement currency will be powered by blockchain. Now blockchain is very similar to the crypto. And everything is time stamped. It can be tracked. It's a way that you can have confidence in a system. It's not printed. It's not inflated. So they go on to say that we're going to power up by blockchain, and they're going to back it up by gold, gold and other commodities, which is why member nations have already been rapidly stockpiling gold supplies in anticipation of this announcement. When the announcement comes, nations that represent the most population, now look at this, 75% of the world's population is going to get wrapped into this BRICS. That's a lot bigger than the Western alliance we have with Europe, United States, and throw in small Japan. Simultaneously, by doing this, they are going to denounce, this is what's coming. They are all going to denounce the US dollar and roll out a gold-backed blockchain audited international currency. There's the whole system. It will instantly become the world's currency choice for free trade. And I used to talk about this back in the day, Stan, when China started the oil contracts. We sell oil on our futures exchange, but it's not backed up by anything. As a matter of fact, it's actually a derivative, which it's fake. The Chinese oil contracts are backed up by gold. Now, many people don't believe this is happening anytime soon, but I'm telling you, they're doing it right now. And what's fascinating is not only are the BRIC nations coming together, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt are now applying for application into the BRICS. How huge is this? Saudi Arabia controls OPEC, which controls oil. When Mr. Biden went over there to beg for oil, they laughed at him and they said no. They are now aligned with Russia and China. Saudi Arabia going to China and Russia and being a part of BRICS is absolutely destructive to the petrodollar. And for many that don't understand the petrodollar, in the 70s, we made an agreement with Saudi Arabia. They ran oil around the world. This is now, by the way, where our American dream comes from. It's how we've had the power and prosperity of the dollar over the last 50 years. We told Saudi Arabia, we will protect you militarily. You tell all nations in the world energy needed to be priced in U.S. dollars. That, therefore, all countries needed U.S. dollars. They would take their profits in excess and buy our U.S. treasuries, our bonds. Not having the petrodollar is so destructive to the United States dollar. Not only have we printed trillions upon trillions in the last 2 years, we've printed more money in the last 2 years than we've done in all American history. It has destroyed our dollars, mind you. So we're printing this money. It's all around the world. We were controlling the narrative where the world needed our dollar to buy energy, and then they would take profits and buy our debt. They're no longer not only not buying our debt, they're selling it. So now you have trillions and trillions in debt and currencies floating in the world at a time when Russia and China are forming the alliance of BRICS, solidifying it with a blockchain auditable international currency backed by gold. We saw this coming. We just didn't think it was going to happen this fast, although I kind of did, but no one really wanted to hear it. The fact that Egypt, which is our ally, Turkey, which is a NATO, huge NATO ally, and Saudi Arabia, who controls not only the oil and OPEC, but the petrodollar arrangement, all three are applying for BRIC membership. This is huge. So when we start out talking about the scales on the black horse and a denarius for the wheat, we are potentially, I don't know how we get out of this. Inflation is when you have too much currency chasing too few goods. We have trillions and trillions in debt and currency around the world. Now, it's not going to happen overnight, although it could happen faster than I think we realize. When that starts coming home, because 75% of the world's population is now going into the BRICS international currency backed by gold, we're in deep trouble. We think we have inflation now. We are looking at potential hyperinflation and a mere destruction of the US dollar as it exists today. Probably why NATO is pushing to go to war with Russia over the Ukraine deal, because Europe's in the mix too. But Saudi Arabia has already made it clear. India, these countries are nervous regarding the dollar and especially the euro, which is collapsing right now. They don't trust it. So they don't want to store their reserves in the currency of the euro and the dollar. We have lost the world's credibility. When we put sanctions on Russia and we, in the Western section of the world, took the Russian reserves, it showed the other nations your money is not safe in a US dollar. And that's terrifying to these people. We're talking billions and hundreds of billions is their national wealth. And now they have to think about that. They have to decide where they want to go forward. And it's all China, China, Russia, Russia, Russia. And many people think Russia's wiped out. You're just being lied to in your media. Something about Russia and China's alliance is very, very scary and damaging to the United States. And I know a lot of the stuff you've been talking about is very interesting, because this information is could potentially be part of the catalyst of why this is taking place. So these other nations are now getting involved with BRICS and they're siding with Russia and China. Now, right this minute, China is still pegged to the dollar. These other currencies are still pegged to the dollar, which means if the dollar goes up, their currency goes down and vice versa. That's a good thing for now. As soon as they work out the groundwork of how the BRICS international reserve currency is going to work, you have 75% of the world's population now going away from a dollar that has been unbelievably printed. We're blowing it like it's candy, like we're literally printing it on a machine. It's not backed up by anything. It's just good faith and credit. And I think America's burned out the concept of good faith and credit right now around the world, because our rising dollar, our rising interest rates are putting so much pressure on the emerging markets. Most of the nations that are involved or want to be involved with the BRICS. This is a power play of an unbelievable magnitude. And I don't see the West backing down. They should not have put sanctions on Russia. Russia was well prepared for this. They knew that if the left politic in this country took back over, because this started under Obama, but they knew if it came back in that they were going to be challenged. And that's why this whole invasion took place in Ukraine. This is a power play between NATO and Russia. Remember, Russia has $75 trillion in natural resources. And it's an extremely wealthy nation. The West has always wanted it. The Nazis tried to take it, killed tens of millions of Russians. Napoleon before that tried to take it. So Russia's very aware of the West's intention. Now Russia's not alone. The fact that they're with China, India, mind you, the most populous nation in the world, South Africa, Egypt, Turkey, which is a huge NATO ally. This is serious trouble for the United States dollar. Why I really resonate on Revelation 6, 5, and 6, because we are going to have so much more inflation, and I don't see the answer. Why I think now more than ever, gold and silver, especially silver, is going to be valuable for us to protect our assets. Right now, the price is completely irrelevant. Our markets are rigged with derivative contracts, meaning they sell more silver in the market than there is in a vault for delivery. So you could say, for instance, there's 500 people on one side of the curb and 1 ounce of vault on the other, and they say, go. That's what our system is. That's what our financial system is. So we're now stacked against a Western system of derivatives, which they're selling things that aren't really real, versus an Eastern system that is backed by commodities, backed by gold, and backed by an audible blockchain. I mean, this is big news, and you're not hearing it in mainstream media. This is something they don't want you knowing. I do believe if it was a mainstream narrative, if people knew this information, the stock market would be selling off way more than it is right now. I mean, already the tech stocks are already down 50%, and the main market itself is on its way. This is a big problem for us. And honestly, Stan, I don't see an answer. We are imploding as a nation on social issues instead of focusing on the global geopolitics that are putting the pressure on our dollar. And I know many financial people think, Stan, that it's going to be here for a while, but boy, are they going to be for a big surprise.
Okay. Let me ask you a question then. So I know that you specialize in silver, but I also know that you carry gold, silver, rhodium, palladium. You pretty much get whatever they want. But Why is it that you feel like silver is going to skyrocket so much more than gold?
Gold is actually a tier one asset. So they did this a few years ago, and it was kind of secret, meaning tier one means gold is now officially money and is equal to U.S. treasuries and currency. So they're fungible. You can change them, interchange them. Don't get me wrong. I love gold. I think it has its place. And from my inside sources, because of these shifts taking place with BRICS and other nations, gold is going to be extremely expensive because it's going to help offset a lot of debts that are out there. But silver is not tier one. Now, silver used to be our money, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, as well as biblical silver always was God's money. But right now, silver is an industrial asset. Electric vehicles, you name it, solar cell systems, everything electronic. We couldn't be talking right now if it wasn't for silver. Silver is so valuable industrially, and it's not monetary. So they can actually take the gold down the road if they decide, because it's actually money. Silver is nothing more than an industrial product that all sorts of companies need. Elon Musk needs millions of ounces of silver. So they're trying to keep the price of silver down. Here's the problem. There's actually a real physical supply issue. So as they're trying to manipulate the price down to keep people away from it, the actual real physical is being purchased. There was a billionaire right in your backyard in Texas. He just purchased just shy of a million ounces of American Silver Eagles. That's a big order. There's a hedge fund that purchased now, I think, upwards to 60 million ounces of physical silver. Behind the scenes, people are taking advantage of it because it's not a tier one monetary asset. Now, it was in our time, you know, it was our U.S. dollar. It was constitutionally our money. It no longer is, especially since the 70s. And it was God's money. Silver always. Matter of fact, I have a widow's mite behind me sitting on that photo. It's an actual real widow's mite someone gifted me. And that's a stunning thing, because I was like, wow, I could have been in a disciple's hands, you know. But silver was always money. And now it's industrial. So I've had this revelation when God told me to get my people ready. Silver is going to have exponential explosion in valuation when the manipulation stops, because nobody is selling. So Once this happens, silver goes crazy.
And as we go into the days ahead, the prepper in us, what do we want to have as far as gold and silver when it comes to the last days and getting prepared for those last days?
Well, I think our assets need to be protected. We're in a paper system. The vast majority of us are in the paper world. So we own stocks, or we own bonds, or we're in the stock market, or IRAs, 401ks are so vulnerable. So I would highly recommend getting a big portion of that protected in physical assets in a vault, which is vital. Because having silver, I always think having a little gold, especially the small ones, like 1/10 ounce, is a good idea. I still like it because in the future, from what I'm being told, gold is going to be so difficult to get, the average person will not, because it'll be too expensive. So I think holding it's a good thing, but silver exponentially will explode. It'll be 1,000% more because of its manipulation and its actual need for what the world is trying to do. So beyond just having gold and silver protecting our assets, it's going to be money forever. It's been money since day one of the Bible. And Job 27 says it really clear, you know, wicked pile up silver like dust. Today, the wicked pile up currency, fiat fake money. And then that scripture goes on to say, but in the end, it'll be distributed to the innocent. And I always got that revelation that, you know, it's the oldest Bible in the book, or oldest book in the Bible. If we hold what God gave us as an honest weight and measure, 31.1 grams of silver per ounce, when the wicked are hoarding all this fiat currency and stocks and bonds, that's paper, when the system collapses, the wealth will transfer to the innocent, which is, I believe, we the Christians.
Okay. So if someone wants to get a hold of cornerstoneassetmetals.com, how do they call you?
I would definitely go to the website, cornerstoneassetmetals.com. I would register for information. It's a very tight market and supply out there. So there's delays from time to time. So you want to always get on it as soon as you can. The price is right because they've really brought it down. So I would take advantage of that. Or you can call us at 888-747-3309. Talk to a representative. You know how we are. We're all extremely on fire. We're in this together. But we need to have our assets protected in the kingdom in order to be there for one another. We need to have food in order to share. We need to have water. Right. That's what I'm saying. If you don't have food, you're in trouble. And I agree with you. You know, you need that. I mean, I'm a recipient of the wheat. So I know, because I was thinking, you know what else I did, by the way, is I bought these really big bags of shelf-stable peanut butter. And I'm cycling out like jams because I figured if I have peanut butter, jam, and bread, I'm in. So, but I think that's very important, you know? I mean, they don't want to hear it. I've been doing this for years. You have too. People don't want to hear this information, but yet the insiders are doing it. The people with the know and the money are doing it. Why are they doing it? And the church is trying to put their head in the sand and just say, everything's going to be okay. I think God's trying to tell us something and we need to be ready. Now, here's the good news. I really believe that God's going to show up. I do. I think this battle's not over, but we're in for a big hurt before that victory. And maybe we can have a revival out of it because of what's coming. But BRICS going to a new international currency backed by gold, and our friends are joining them, our currency is in deep trouble, and your savings will be evaporated in its purchasing power. Look what it's already doing now. This inflation is already eating our dollar away, and it's just getting started. So I'm very concerned for those not paying attention.
All of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.